Our text for this morning is taken from the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, beginning with the fourth verse. If you seek wisdom as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A few years back, there was a popular television show called The Dog Whisperer. I think it's off the air now. You can probably find it on Netflix. And a guy by the name of Cesar Millan would go to people's homes who own dogs, and in his own unique way, as a dog psychologist, would try to help them understand the problems with their dog. And you soon realized, I watched a few episodes, you soon realized that the issue was not usually with the animal, but with the people. And I remember on one of those episodes, there was a woman who was a doctor, a surgeon, and her husband was a lawyer. Beautiful home out in the Los Angeles area. Obviously highly intelligent people, but their lives were being ruled by a chihuahua about the size of a loaf of bread. And the things they were doing to try to control this dog were hysterical and very foolish. And it demonstrated how some people can be extremely intelligent in one part or area of their life or of knowledge, and yet at the same time be very lacking in others. You students will be going into Hunze Hall. That's named after Professor Rudolf Hunze, who will be celebrating his 95th birthday in about a week or two. Professor Rudolf Hunze was a brilliant man, brilliant scholar, and wonderful Christian man. His children were friends of mine. I was often in their home. And his son, when he was in about fifth grade, used to make fun of his father because his father didn't know where to put oil in the lawnmower. And here was this brilliant man, and yet he didn't know how to work a lawnmower very well. And his fifth grade son had to teach him. There are different types of intelligence. My dad used to say, learn to respect them all. At the start of the school year, I remember as a child going to my first classes, having that fresh notebook that hadn't been written in, maybe an art pad, a sketch pad that hadn't yet been touched, the new canvas, whatever. We come seeking to fill ourselves with knowledge. We come seeking to find things that will make us more intelligent so that we can grow in various ways. And you being here at Bethany, you have come in the same way looking for something. There's a reason that you're here. There's a reason that you've come to this campus seeking some type of information and intelligence so that you can expand yourself in your life. It might be to enhance a talent or to get a particular knowledge in a field of discipline so that you could potentially be employed someday. It might be to grow in a particular talent or a particular athletic skill, whatever it might be. There is a searching and a longing that is built inside of all of us. And that's part of the reason that Bethany exists, is to help people with that. God would have you distinguish the difference between intelligence and wisdom. Wisdom. God's instruction is primarily concerned about wisdom and not merely intelligence. And when God comes and teaches us wisdom, he does it in a very strange way. He takes each one of us and he brings us to the furthest point out in our life. He takes us all the way to the day that we're going to die. He takes us, first of all, to the judgment scene that everybody in this room is someday going to have to stand before God and face him there. He takes us there first and he says, "Let me prepare you for that. And that will teach you how to be wise, and then we can come back and teach you intelligence about the rest of your life." True wisdom can only come from God dispensing it to us. True wisdom, to be ready for that day properly, can only come if God himself would reveal it to us. That's why our text says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." And one of the things that his word, when he teaches us that wisdom, one of the things that his word tells us is that if we have any hope of getting out of our coffin someday, if you have any hope of getting out of your personal coffin or urn, if you have any hope of standing before God and being allowed into the gates of paradise, it can never happen because of something you did or I did. Because our personal spiritual condition before God is so fallen, so corrupt, and so ridden with spiritual cancer that we could never live our lives well enough for God to say, come on into heaven. But the wisdom that God gives this greater wisdom as well, and that is this, that He Himself has taken on your personal future and your eternal future onto Himself by sending His own Son, the second person of the Trinity, into our world to enter human history, to take on human flesh, and to live out a human life of perfection, and to ultimately go and offer Himself as a sacrifice before His Father to make payment for everything you and I have ever done wrong in our entire life, so that I can stand here in front of you today as you begin your new school year and announce to you from God that every sin you have ever committed has been paid for and atoned for by the blood of His holy Son. You are forgiven. And by faith in Him, God tells us in His Word, giving us wisdom, by faith in that Son and by faith in what He's done, we will be sure to enter paradise. Now that is wisdom. That's how God approaches wisdom. He takes you there first, even if you're 18 or 17 or 16 years old. He takes you to that moment in your life first and then comes back and has you build on that with intelligence. And that wisdom from God is dispensed all over this campus in various classrooms, not just in your religion classes, but also through your other instructors as well. But it is done very deliberately and very pointedly and very intensely here in this sanctuary that has been designed and built for this one express purpose, to dispense this heavenly wisdom on a daily basis. When you were a child and you went swimming, you probably remember going into the kiddie pool or the kiddie end of the pool that was maybe only ankle or knee deep. And then you'd start to wade out into that water that got up to the chest or shoulder height. But then beyond those barriers was the much, much deeper water. Knowledge and wisdom is a little bit the same way. There is a very shallow end of the pool that you can live in if you want. Just stay in your dorm and play video games, and you'll enjoy the shallow end of the pool. There is a much deeper part of the pool where we go and learn and understand things about this world and about this life and how we can live out our lives and be productive citizens. But then there's the deep, deep end of the pool. Your instructors are here to help you understand that part of knowledge, the wisdom that only God can give. And He alone is the one that gives us the ability to swim in that part of the pool. And I would like to invite you to get out of the kiddie part of the pool, enjoy the middle part of the pool, but make sure that you swim in the deep part of the pool. And seek this kind of wisdom with the same intensity that some people seek after money. Listen to what our text says. If you seek wisdom as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. I invite you to build chapel into your daily routine. Because when you come here, you filter your day, you filter your life, you filter your talents, your knowledge, your intelligence, and your future through the wisdom of God. And there are benefits from that, not just eternal benefits, but earthly, present-day benefits as well. Welcome back to Bethany Lutheran College. Our goal is to have you be both intelligent and wise. May God bless your school year. Amen. I invite you to rise, to take out your hymn book, and to turn to page 86. Page 86. In the front part of your hymn book, page 86, and you will find Roman numeral number 2, a prayer that we will use together in unison. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.